The Diplomatic Art of Giving Gifts.
When was the last time you gave someone a present? In the world of diplomacy, it's common to offer gifts to visiting kings, queens, presidents, and prime ministers, or to bring presents for representatives of a host country. The gifts range from the ordinary to the absurd. Here are a few examples.
The royal family receives a lot of gifts, some of which are really unusual. A list from 2013 included a state coach made out of chocolate, a portrait of the Queen burnt into tree bark, a plastic stand-up angel, a garden gnome, and a book titled Your Arms Remind Me of Pork Luncheon Meat.
Sometimes the royals are given live animals. In 1764, King George III was presented with a cheetah while in India, and in 1827, King George IV was given a giraffe by the Pasha of Egypt. The present-day Queen has received two black beavers from Canada and was once given an elephant and a crocodile during a visit to Gambia.
President Obama seems to be popular, judging by the number of gifts he receives. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper once gave Mr. Obama a ball signed by the 2011 Toronto Raptors professional basketball team, as well as a golden-framed 19th-century antique map of North America. Queen Elizabeth II presented the President with a leather-bound volume entitled A Selection of Papers from the Royal Archives 1834 to 1897, and a brooch with gold leaves to First Lady Michelle Obama. Prince Charles once gave the Obamas a 15-piece China tea set.
Nicolas Sarkozy, the ex-president of France, is an extremely generous gift-giver. In 2011, he gave the Obamas presents worth more than $40,000. The list of goodies included a large black Hermes golf accessory bag, two Baccarat crystal table lamps on silver pedestals, a monogrammed black leather Louis Vuitton business bag, and a glass sculpture of Alexander the Great's horse.
Others aren't quite so imaginative. On a visit to China, David Cameron gave the Chinese Premier Li Keqiang a collection of books, a pair of gloves, and a tennis racket signed by Andy Murray, among other things. In return, Cameron received a painting of a horse and a model of a Chinese bullet train. And Cameron gave Russian leader Vladimir Putin a framed photo of the pair of them watching the judo at the London Olympics. Cameron got a bottle of Armenian cognac in return.
One of the most thoughtful gifts ever was the one given by ex-Prime Minister Gordon Brown to Barack Obama. He proudly presented the president with a penholder made from the timbers of the Victorian anti-slavery ship HMS Gannet.
Unfortunately for Brown, the presents he received weren't quite as impressive. Two models of the presidential helicopter, Marine One, for his sons, and a box set of 25 DVDs of classic American films. It later transpired that the DVDs were incompatible with British DVD players, so he couldn't watch them.
Poor old Gordon.